Welcome back, everybody. Good to see you. Did everybody eat enough tacos this afternoon? Maybe we should do this in Spanish. Did you just get a siesta? Oh, please. All right, let me see. Brother Sam, would you lift your voice from the back loudly and pray for the service this evening, please?
Sure. Okay. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you so much for bringing us together through salvation and guiding us to a life of service to you. And just pray that we take this time and we treasure it. We make the best use of this time that we have here together as a body of believers, hearing the word of God preached. And Lord, help us to have our thoughts and minds fixed on you, be prepared for service to you, that we might help others. And Lord, even to enjoy fellowship with you while we're here on earth, because we know that there will be a grand fellowship in heaven someday. Amen. Help us to think of that and not be discouraged with anything happening on this earth. And just bless our time tonight. Bless all that's done in preaching and singing and all that's done in glory to your name. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Everyone standing. Sing me 426. 426. We sung this song not too long ago, but I like it. It's a good song. Dwelling in Beulah. Let me hear you sing it out. Let's give God the glory tonight. Amen. unfortunately, I have to apologize for my son. He had to sit down and cry because of the lousy icing. So he had to sit down. I hope you've recovered now. I'm sorry. Anybody that sits down in the spinning section, they really get a earful. And that's why most of the people are sitting way in the back. All right, 367. Let's see, 367.
They'd hang him in the willows.
because they couldn't sing those songs of praise. And I'm just wondering here tonight, how many of us are walking in a foreign land and can't sing songs anymore because we're so tormented by whatever our burden, our particular burden is, that we've put our harps in our trees. But I was hoping that song would help people think, you know, I can sing songs of praise. I can rejoice in the good times and in the bad times. So I hope that song helped you a little bit. Good to go.
just me.
This evening, I want to start here and look at Matthew chapter number 17 and verse number 20. Matthew 17 and verse number 20. Matthew chapter 17 and verse number 20. And this is kind of, I want to just say this before we go into the short message I have this evening. Concerning the situation I was just talking about. And so I tried to pick that individual up before I came to church tonight. So I will say this, that if he desires to come to church, I will allow him to come to church. And this is what I say these things. I said what I said earlier to not figure out the best security system we can get or what SWAT training we can get or that. But as I was sitting here while you all were singing that special, what does the Lord say in these type of situations? Look what he says in Matthew chapter number 17 and verse number 20. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. And look what the Bible says, and nothing shall be impossible unto you, howbeit. This kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Brethren, I would say there's a high percentage. Now, I don't know what that percentage is, but I would say society, especially the area we live in the Northeast, that devil possession is very high in these areas. All right? You take, and this is, again, I'm not saying this to knock or to tear down, but you take the Roman Catholic system is devilish. Now look, the Pope claims to be God on earth. Okay? So you're talking about, now I'm not talking about your average Catholic who's walking down the street just trying to, in their best ways to love God. I'm not talking about those individuals. I'm talking about the ones that are high up. Okay? The ones high up. I think we would be surprised at the amount of individuals we deal with during our lives that are devil possessed or have devil oppression. If not possessed, they're being oppressed by the devil. And Jesus said, he went up on a mount there, come back down. His disciples can do nothing with this man. They said, Lord, why can't we do nothing with this man? And Jesus said, because of your unbelief, howbeit this kind goeth not out but prayer and fasting. So if this individual would desire to come to church again, I'm going to hope, Lord willing, God help me, to pray more for him, to spend more time interceding for him before God. Because listen, the only true deliverance that can be given to people has to be done and worked by the Holy Spirit of God. We can't do it in our own power. You see, we can't have church. We cannot have church in our own power. If church is done merely by our own workings and efforts, it's in vain because it's humanistic. It's merely being done by man, which produces only effects that man can produce, man effects. We need the Holy Spirit of God to move in services, to bring conviction, to bring enlightenment to those that are lost, and to help those that are saved to not live in a place of fear. Okay? Now, I have a known threat, but I'm telling you, as I was sitting there, God was dealing with me as I was sitting there, and he said, Chris, I'm going to try you. I was sitting there, and if all of a sudden that man come up and knocked on that back door saying, I want to come into church tonight, I'm opening the door and letting him come into church. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Because I believe Jesus would have done it. I believe Jesus would have done it. Prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. This kind can only go out but by prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. Amen. Let's take our Bible, look over to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. We're going to finish up here. I won't be very long this evening. I want to finish up this last part of these verses because the next couple verses deal with a completely different type of subject, talking about the Lord's return. But 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and I want you to look at we looked at last week. We were kind of finishing up talking about chapter 4, verse number 9. And we were in verse number 11. So let's pick up verse 11. And Paul's telling the brethren there, and he says, and that ye study to be quiet and to work with your own, and to do your own business and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing. Walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you again for this opportunity this evening, Lord. Please lead, God, and direct. God, just ask for your wisdom tonight, Lord. I don't know how to go out. I don't know how to come in, dear God. I don't know how to do nothing, Lord, without you. And Lord, I pray you just help, dear God. I pray you just help. And Lord, I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You want to know, I think in some ways this evening that independent Baptists have let the charismatic church steal some things from them. I do. I think independent Baptists have, some of independent Baptists have let the charismatic movement steal some things from them. Because you know, one thing I learned when I was in that church is that there, now the majority of it, I wouldn't give you a dime for it today. But I think one thing is that we realize that there is a true spiritual battle out there today. And I know I've said it 1,000 times. I'll probably say it 1,000 times again. It does no good to just merely come to church to just punch the ticket and then go on our way and think things are right. There's individuals out there today who need deliverance. And I'm not up here to say that, you know, we're going to lay hands on people and cast out devils and all those types of things. No, I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that there's a cost when it comes to getting true power from God. You look at preachers of old and saints of old that had the touch of God upon their life. There was a price tag with it. There was a price tag with it. And they were willing to pay it, and you saw great things. You saw God do great things through their lives because they were willing to pay that price tag. Jesus said, as we said earlier, this kind cometh not out by prayer and fasting. And then you have Paul talking here, and he says that ye study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you. For what purpose, Paul? That ye may walk honestly towards them that are without. Like I was talking about this morning, individuals and people are watching us, they're observing us, they're seeing how we conduct ourselves. And if there's no difference in us, how can we ever expect them to ever want to come to Jesus Christ? There needs to be a difference in our lives. And last week I closed up by saying that it's a scary thought where it says in Matthew chapter 12, verse 36, that every idle word man shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment, and how important it is to watch what we say before others. Take your Bible, flip on over real quick to Ecclesiastes chapter number 12 and verse number 13. Ecclesiastes chapter number 12 and verse number 13. Ecclesiastes 12, 13. Ecclesiastes 12, verse number 13. Ecclesiastes 12, 13. Solomon at the very end here closes with these statements. He says in Ecclesiastes 12, 13, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, and every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. The Lord will bring everything into judgment someday, all secret things, which I'm glad the Holy Spirit wrote that like He did in the Word. Because not only the evil things, so often we think of them, we think of secret things, we think, oh, the evil things that nobody knows about. God's going to get them someday because they're doing it in secret and God knows about it and they're going to come into judgment. But I'm glad that the Lord also said here, even the good things that we do that nobody knows about. The good that you go about to do and you feel that it goes unnoticed and nobody knows about it, and you question in your mind, why do I keep doing these things? And why do I keep trying to live for God? And nobody notices it. Nobody pays no attention to it. God knows. God knows when you're doing a good work and nobody has no clue about it. There's one, and the only one that we got to be worried about wanting to know about it is God. I'm glad that God sees our effort when we're trying to live for Him. I'm glad we serve such a good God that He has patience and mercy with us, and He's so long-suffering to us that He puts up with us and allows us to keep going on for Him when we just raise our hands to Him and say, Lord, I'm sorry. And He's like, all right, son, I got it. It's under the blood. Keep going now, son. Keep going on now, dear daughter. Keep living for Jesus Christ. Keep going on. It's all right. Just keep staying faithful. You see, we don't know what occurs in individuals' lives. Can you pause me a second again, please? Brother Sam, can you pause me? Melanie, you would have us here now. I believe if His body was complete, we'd be gone. But God has us here for a purpose, and that is to, number one, live for Him, love Him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Put on the armor of God daily, and then go forth out there with whatever our lives entail for the cause of Jesus Christ. There's individuals out there today that need help and that are looking for answers. Look, my heart breaks the other day. It still makes me a little bit sick to my stomach. And I was going home with me on Thursday night. And I said, Lord, help me, dear God. I wish I could have said some more to that young girl. I wish I could have done more for her. I wish I'd have said maybe my words a little different. Or, God, is there any way to reach some of these kids for you, Lord? Because the look in her eyes was a look of lost and despair and just confusion. The other three, not so much. But that young girl sitting there on that bench as I'm talking, she just had this look in her eyes, and I've seen it many times before by young people, just like lost. Like I'm searching for meaning in this life. I'm not going to go much further on tonight, but I want to ask this question, a personal question. I just want to ask a personal question. I don't need to know the answer to it. But do you have a burden? Do you have a burden? Do you have a burden for those that are out here? Do you have a burden for those that are outcast? You know, I say this. I don't know if you ever heard of him before, because he was a charismatic preacher, a Pentecostal preacher. But I think the world of him, because he helped me out a lot growing up, and he's still an encouragement to me, even though today he's not alive. But David Wilkerson. The cross and a switchblade. If God called you into the inner city to where someone pulled out a switchblade and put it to your throat, brethren, I pray to God you hear me tonight. You know what David Wilkerson said when Mr. Cruz put that knife to his throat? He said, you could cut me in a million pieces, but the Lord Jesus Christ would still love you. I paraphrase him, but that's basically what he said. You could cut me in a million pieces. You could kill me right here. But Jesus Christ still loves you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity tonight. Lord, I pray you'd help us, dear God. Lord, I pray tonight, dear God, where that young girl's at. Lord, you know who she is and where she's at. Lord, I pray you'd deal with her about her soul. Lord, I pray for these young people in this area, dear God, in the local high schools, dear God, that, Lord, I don't know how we can do what we can do, dear Lord, to try to reach this generation, dear God. Lord, I know a lot of them are confused, dear Lord. But God, my prayer tonight as a preacher, Lord, I pray, dear God, if there's any young people in this area, dear God, this evening, Lord, that are thinking about taking their life, Lord, I pray you'd stop them. God, I don't even know why I'm praying this tonight, Lord. But I do pray, dear God, if there's any young people in this area, dear God, this evening that are thinking about taking their life, Lord, I pray you'd spare them. God, I prayed something happened, something would occur, dear God, and they'd stop. And Lord, I pray you'd give us the opportunity to reach them. God, help us, Lord. Help us to have a burden. God, I pray for Mr. Bill tonight, Lord. I don't know all that's going on in that man's life, dear Lord God. I know a lot of it's not right, and I believe a lot of it's devil possession, dear God. But I do pray for him tonight, dear Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit, dear God. I know, Lord, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Lord, I know you're more powerful than the devil, dear God. You created the devil. And Lord, I pray you'd help me as a preacher, dear God, to not live in a place of fear, but Lord, in a place of, dear God, of power, love, and a sound mind. Dear God, I pray for wisdom and guidance, but I pray for that man tonight, dear Lord, wherever he's at, whatever he's going through, Lord, I pray first and foremost he wouldn't hurt nobody. But Lord, I know he's got a Bible, and I know he's got the right Bible, dear God, and I know, Lord, you can bear witness to your word. So God, I pray tonight, dear Lord, you bring conviction upon him. You open his eyes to the truth and where he clearly stands with you, dear God. If he's being influenced by the enemy, dear God, if he's possessed by the enemy, Lord, I pray you'd work circumstances out, dear God, that he would have clarity of mind to see his soul's position. And God, I pray you'd help Ray Street Baptist Church, dear God, for us to be a help to all and everyone that we can be a help to, dear God. Lord, help us to have a burden for the area, dear God. Help us to have a burden for the lost. Help us to have a burden for our own lives, dear God, and our own spiritual walk. Lord, this is a battlefield, dear God. It's a battlefield. There's bullets flying everywhere, dear Lord. And God, I pray you'd help us to avail ourselves of the full armor that you've given to us. Lord, that we'd fight the good fight of faith, dear Lord, that we wouldn't quit, dear God, that we would stay faithful to you, dear Lord, till you call us home someday, dear God. Help us, Lord, to be willing to go on to the battlefield. And Lord, try to reach someone this week, dear God, in truth. But help us to love you. Lord, thank you for your precious word. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for our sins. And Lord, help us to share that love with others. And we just pray these things now in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. Amen. Amen, brethren. You're dismissed. Lord willing, again, see you Wednesday. Love you and hope you have a good week. Amen.